Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, friends. Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. Saul has just had his conversion experience on the road to Damascus in Acts 9. The Lord told him to rise, go into the city, and you're going to be told what to do. So he's just on the edge of Damascus. And we pick the story up in verse 7. And the men who journeyed with him stood speechless, hearing a voice, but seeing no one. Then Saul arose from the ground, and when his eyes were opened, he saw no one. But they led him by the hand and brought him into Damascus. And he was 3 days without sight and neither ate nor drank. Now we see Saul have this amazing revelation of Jesus and instantly goes blind. We do not see this repeated through the book of Acts. Like, everyone who has a revelation of Jesus is blinded, or everyone who is converted is blinded. And fortunately, I don't know of a church that has determined that the way to know that you really met the Lord is you have to go blind. So I think that there's a spiritual telling in the blindness of Saul that is a lot like the blindness of Adam in the garden and the blindness of the disciples on the road to Emmaus. Adam is blinded to his nakedness in the garden. He eats the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. His eyes are opened to his nakedness, and thus he has shame. His eyes are opened, and he sees that he's naked. Then on the road to Emmaus, the disciples are talking to Jesus. They're blinded to who he is. He's the resurrected Jesus. It's Resurrection Sunday. And he reveals himself in the scriptures to them. And then after they sit down and break bread with him, the Bible says, and their eyes were opened, and they knew that it was him. And so we have this contrast in the scriptures between a man who's blind in the garden, who eats the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and his eyes is open to his own nakedness and shame. You could say, whenever you go through the performance religion, your eyes will be open to shame. God would rather open your eyes by revelation of the Spirit to who you are. And then I think Saul is a retelling of that story, that the new man will have his eyes opened to the goodness of God. And Saul's eyes needed closed to the hate and the persecution and even to his religion. And he'll spend 3 days fasting, probably what he feels is a necessary thing in light of what has just happened to him. He knows he's had a conversion experience. He doesn't know what his future holds. He's doing what he knows God told him to do. He's been blinded. And I think there are some implications here that he's blinded to his past. He's blinded to his condition, to the threatenings he was breathing out, so that when he does open his eyes, he'll open them in a new kingdom. He'll open them as a new creation, and he will literally never be the same again. Now there was, verse 10, a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias, and to him the Lord said in a vision, Ananias, and he said, here I am, Lord. And the Lord said to him, arise, go to the street called Straight, and inquire at the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarsus, for behold, he is praying, and in a vision he has seen a man named Ananias coming in and putting his hand on him so that he might receive his sight. Ananias answered, Lord, I've heard much from many about this man, how much harm he has done to your saints in Jerusalem. And here he has authority from the chief priest to bind all who call on your name. But the Lord said to him, go, for he's a chosen vessel of mine to bear my name before Gentiles, kings, and the children of Israel. For I will show him how many things he must suffer for my name's sake. We'll get deeper into this over the next few days, but you'll notice this is not the same Ananias of Acts 5, the Ananias and Sapphira story. But this is a man whose, you know, root word, Yohanan, Ananias, is grace. And here's a man who's going to minister to Saul, who will eventually be Paul. We'll get into that story. It's quite powerful over the next few days. We'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.